למד גימל. מי שאין יודע לחטוי חאויסי אויס, מגויים שאוימר לאלטון, עין עם עין אלטון. There's a differentiation between the iron and the aleph. Yitzivam, lo yitzakapov. You shouldn't do chun if he doesn't know how to pronounce things properly, if he doesn't know how to differentiate between the ches and the hey. Or some places they pronounce the shin like a samach. The Mishaburu brings though that if everybody makes this mistake, then he can do the duchanim in his place, and that's why by us, even though most people do not differentiate between ayins and aleph, we accept it. Sif lamid dalid. Cotton, shiloi, heavy, shtei, zayas, ein, and ois, kapur, shnei, atzmai, klal. A cotton who's not have the two hairs that make him a cotton, cannot duchen by himself at all. The mitzvah, once he's a mitzvah, we assume that he does have the two hairs and he's a cotton. So the kitzah, a mitzvah boy can duchen by himself, less than a mitzvah cannot. Aval and Kohenim Shem Gedolim Noisei Lilmoid V'Sranech. He can though duchen together with the Kohanim that are above a mitzvah. Now this cotton can duchen together with adults for to be mechanech himself to how to do it. Yishev Yishtei Sarius Noisei Skapa V'Afil V'Shnei Atzum Dafke Bakrei Be'Alma V'Loi V'Kviz Ashi Smali Zikonoi. So you have a lease of Kappa V'Afil Yichidu V'Keva. So now Shulchan Aruch is saying that even though we said once he's by mitzvah, he can duchen, but you should not do it on a regular basis. You should just do it here and there till he is a full adult and he already has a beard, or at least he's old enough to have a beard. The halacha says that which we're saying he should do it only in a temporary form is talking about a case where he's duchen by himself. If he's duchen together with the gedolim, he could do that on a permanent basis. Also, a place that does not have any kohanim that are older, the only kohen they have is a bar mitzvah boy. As long as he's old bar mitzvah, the halacha also brings and seems to agree with that opinion that he could duchen on a regular basis since they don't have anybody else to duchen him. Mishbru brings in Chutz Lawrence that they duchen only on Yontif, then this Bar Mitzvah boy can duchen every Yontif even if he's doing it by himself. Yeah, the Ramah says that, look, in Simon Nun Gimel, the Leov says that this Malaz Igno does not mean that he has a full beard. Even if he's just the beard is sprouting a little bit, as long as he's 18 years old, that's considered smalazik. That he can do it by himself on a permanent basis. Sif Lamed Hey. Koyin Jog is a nefesh. I feel this shaggy, like he's a scapot. I feel also true. A big fiddish. Says that the posik, Perishim Kapechim Alim Einai Mikem. The days of Dolim Malayu, Pasuk in Echo, which is saying that a person has Dom on his blood on his hands, I'm not going to accept his hands that are spread out with the bracha. You know, he shouldn't say Birchus Kohen. So even though he did it in the Shogeg, still he should not still win it. And according to the Mechabe, even if he was close to the Chuzah.
Yeah.
If he was forced to kill, even though he should not do it, but the Mishmur says a chiddush, since he did it by Oynes, he can do it afterwards. Ramah says, "He showed him them also the tshuva noisy kapur v'yesh lahakel by the tshuva." So little there's the tshneim v'ochi noy. The minig is that as long as he was going to the tshuva, he can be. We should accept them to do the duchenin to make it easy on people to place the children. Mishabur says that if he did it amazing, that's not so clear that we accept him, even if he was placing the children. Snogia the Mason, ask a Shaila.